Hello, and welcome to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. My name is Lena. I am a spiritual teacher and a coach, a life coach and a manifesting coach. And if you're watching here on my YouTube channel, hi and welcome. Today I want to talk about manifesting, and I want to talk about routines. How many of you have ever looked up an article or looked up a video on YouTube about successful morning routines? And then you see videos, you know, getting up at 4 or 5 a.m., you get up, you script, or you meditate, or you do like set things every morning, get up, go to the gym, whatever the routine is. And then you take a look at the routine and, you know, somebody else is successful. They get up at 4 or 5 a.m. They have a set routine throughout the day, and they're really successful, making a lot of money, etc. So now you think to yourself, let me try that routine. And maybe if I try that routine, I will become successful. Maybe if I get up and I script every day or I meditate every day, I'll manifest faster, or I will become enlightened, right? Maybe if I do yoga every day, at the same time every day, and I meditate the same time every day, it will enlighten me, etc. And meditation is great, right? For helping you just connect with source and stuff, but you don't have to have a routine for it. I'll tell you, you do not need a set routine to become successful. You do not need a set routine to manifest the things that you want to manifest in your life. What feels good to you? What feels good to you? You don't have to fit into a box or an idea of what you think you should be doing in order to become a better version of yourself. What is happening as on this journey that we are all on, whether you realize it or not, your physical body is going through things as part of the awakening and ascension process, okay? And your emotions, things like that, right? You're experiencing things, whether you realize it or not, again, that are part of the awakening and ascension process. Many people will think that physical symptoms they are feeling are due to an external source or a disease or this or that. Now, granted, individuals do manifest ailments and things like that, right? Obviously not knowingly. But as part of this process, right, it's if you can really kind of get in tune with yourself without trying to fit into a box, without trying to fit into a set routine, and know that the only thing you really need to do is connect with your higher self. And in a way that works for you, that feels comfortable for you, okay? When it comes to like eating a certain way or exercising or, you know, doing manifesting techniques, scripting every day, yoga, whatever it is, you have the power within you, all right? It is the, it's your birthright. The power is your birthright, okay? To create the life that you want to create. And you do that by aligning everything in your life. And by aligning, I mean being authentic, being truthful to how you feel, observing your thoughts, discerning your thoughts, and aligning with the things that resonate with you and the things that don't resonate with you, knowing that it is okay to let certain things go, right? If they're not, if they don't resonate with you. So just take a moment and think about your life, all right? Are you stuck in a routine that you're doing because you've heard or seen somebody else doing it, right? Are you getting up at 5 a.m. in the morning because you want to, or because somebody told you that is what you need to do in order to be successful? Now, granted, you know, getting up at 5 a.m. before everybody else may give you time to get things done, and it may feel good, but if you were to sit in silence and just think about your life, right, what would come up for you? Think about that. If you were to sit in a chair, sit quietly, right? No distractions or anything around you. And you thought to yourself, is this the life that I want to live? I get up at 5 a.m. every morning and I go to the gym and I come home and I sit at my desk and I write out my daily, you know, to-do list, and I check this and this off, and is this what I am passionate about? Is this really what is resonating with me, or would I rather just sleep in until 7:30, 8 a.m., get up and, you know, maybe go sit outside? If you have a patio or even a garden, would you rather just get up and go sit outside and then just enjoy a few moments to yourself and follow your intuition throughout the day? Now, granted, there are things that need to be done. We all have things that we have to get done throughout the day, but do you do it in a state of flow and allowing? Meaning, yes, you have things that have to get done, but are you listening to yourself, to innate, right? To that innate knowing within you that perhaps, you know, one day you may have a to-do list, you know, you may have like 10, 12, 15 things that you have to get done, but you have this like this inner voice saying, go take a walk, go take a walk, or call the, you know, you need to call this individual today. Or maybe, or, you know, do this or do that. But you're so caught up in getting things done and checking things off of your to-do list. I just realized I am recording this and I have my eyes closed. Sorry. For I don't know how many minutes. I'm going to close my eyes again because it's easier for me to kind of... I'm going to close my eyes. All right, so... or you're just kind of stuck to your to-do list and are ignoring those inner little nudges. This is why I have my eyes closed, because there are images coming to me of what I'm talking about. There are images coming to me. So anyway, if I have my eyes open, it's the images aren't coming through. So, you can stick to a daily routine, but are you open to those inner, like, nudges? Are you doing things that you're passionate about, or just doing things that you think that you should be doing? It's really that state of flow and being true to yourself and being authentic, like, with yourself and others. If somebody calls you and is like, hey, you know, do you want to go do this today? And you really don't. Maybe you just want to sit on the couch, you know, or read a book. But somebody calls you and says, hey, do you want to go do this? But you don't want to make them feel bad, so you agree to it. And it's not really what you want to do. It's not being authentic. Being authentic takes some courage. It takes some courage. Because first of all, you know, many of us growing up, many people seek validation from others. Many people don't want to hurt other people's feelings. Many people want to please other people. When you are living your truth, when you are completely authentic, living your full truth in the power of knowing who you truly are, right? That you are this divine, unlimited individual occupying this human form for the sake of this experience. Okay, for the sake of being on this journey to eventually awaken to the truth of who you are beyond this kind of secular viewpoint that we're in, this third dimensional reality, which many people are, you know, breaking out of. Ascending in consciousness to into the fourth dimension, right? Many people who practice the law of attraction are already there, right? Using the imagination and understanding that they're the creator of their reality and stuff. But anyway, yeah, I was thinking about this because I'm at the point now where if I don't want to do something, I don't do it. And I don't care what anybody thinks, honestly. And some people might think that's rude. And I don't care. I'm not saying that to be mean. It's not that I don't care about others, but my truth is more important to me than validation from others. or hurting somebody else's feelings. For instance, I was supposed to go for a walk with a friend this weekend, and I didn't. I didn't feel like it. I didn't want to go, and I didn't go, and I didn't apologize for not wanting to go. I simply just did not want to go, right? And that's just the way that, that's just the way that I am. But I don't feel guilty about it, right? I don't feel guilty about not having a set daily routine anymore. For the most part, you know, there are things that I do every day, but I'm not on a strict routine anymore. And I've talked about this before. I've tried, you know, kind of pushing myself to get up at a, you know, certain time every morning, by the alarm to get up and, you know, go start working out again. And, it doesn't resonate with me. It does not resonate with me. And it's okay, because I know, like going to the gym, I'm like, it's not resonating with me right now like it used to. Like, I used to be diehard, like, in the gym, you know, twice a day, eating a bodybuilder diet, back when I was bodybuilding. And then later on, when I wasn't doing training for a competition, I was still like on a regimented eating schedule and stuff, and it's not resonating with me right now. And I'm like, okay, well, there's a reason for it. There's a reason it's not resonating. For me, the ascension symptoms, the body holding more light, right? And me feeling the energy sometimes, like in my fingers and my toes, and even through in my body sometimes, like when I lay down and I can literally like feel myself shaking, but not like vibrating like a seizure type vibrating, like internally, like I'm like, okay, my body is just where it's at right now, because, you know, going through this process, the body changing, right? The light body, essentially. And that's happening with every individual, right? Depending on where you are on your journey. And a lot of you guys are going through a lot of struggles and stuff, because that dense energy, those old paradigms and stuff, we can't hold on to those anymore as the consciousness of Earth itself, Gaia, moves into the fourth and fifth dimensions, right? So, yeah, if you are stuck in a routine, I would say, if it does not resonate with you, look, think about it long and hard about it. If it is not resonating with you, then perhaps change it, or not even stick to a routine if you can get away with it. And by getting away with it, I mean if you can allow yourself to go with the flow more, still getting things done that you need to get done, but allowing yourself more freedom to flow, like with your intuition, okay? Because if you get out of go, 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 do, do, do mode, and you listen to your higher self, if you listen to innate, that internal, what people call intuition, right? It's just an innate knowing within you. You can still live the life that you want to live. And I know I've talked about routines and stuff before. I just felt like I should talk about it again today. Because what I have learned is, by always going, doing, right? It's like being on a hamster wheel, okay? Because we get caught in this cycle. And it's important to break the cycles so you get off of that wheel, right? In order to rise to higher states of consciousness, you have to break patterns. You have to break those cycles. And sometimes it takes courage, you know, to break a routine. You get stuck doing the same thing over and over again. And, you know, to, if you're used to do, go, and then you're like, all of a sudden you stop and you're like, okay, what do I really want to be doing right now? What do I really want to be doing today? Is my body telling me to rest? And if so, are you going to rest? And as you rest and in that silence, all right, the next step may come to you. But are you willing? Are you willing to listen and to flow with that? I know that if you know, many of you have like full-time jobs, kids, stuff like that, it can be really challenging. But I'm telling you, if you can find ways to break the routines and get more in tune with yourself, your higher self, and get more into the flow and practice that, life's going to get much easier for you. It's going to feel much better. It'll feel more peaceful. Yeah. Yeah. So just think about it. Again, I know I've talked about routines and stuff before. I have tried developing routines again over the last couple of years, and they don't resonate with me. They do not. Again, there are certain things that I do every day, but like getting up first thing in the morning, doing, you know, working or going to the, like having a set routine, I can't do it anymore. My soul is not like, it just doesn't work for me. And it wouldn't be authentic. It would not be authentic. So yeah. All right. So that's it. Just think about it. Think about your routines. Think about what resonates with you and what doesn't resonate with you. And just think about the fact that you have so much power within you. Again, it's your birthright. And I know change can be scary, but change can be empowering, and it can open up the doorway. It can lift the veil to higher states of consciousness, higher dimensions, right? And a whole world of knowledge beyond this limited 3D world that many of us are, that many people are bound by, right? The news, like the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the food industry, what, you know, what they hear, whatever, you know, the government tells them, etc. Get stuck in those patterns and what everybody else is telling you is right or wrong. But I'm telling you, within you is all of the power and knowledge that you need if you can tune into it, if you will tune into it. All right. I think that's it. All right. So thank you so much for joining me today. And again, I've talked about this before. So what did I say at the beginning about like recycling information? So much for that. But yeah, I didn't plan today, but that's just kind of what came out of it. And yeah, so for those of you guys here on YouTube, whenever I close my eyes, and I'm speaking, as I'm seeing the images come through, sometimes it's easier for me to articulate when I'm seeing the images come through, if that makes any sense. All right, I hope everyone has a great, great day. I have a free 30-minute discovery call for coaching if you're interested. If you just want to ask me questions, if you want to talk about manifesting, if you want to talk about kind of dealing with and overcoming, you know, struggles, if you want to ask me about dream interpretations, if you want to talk about anything really, right? If you need help in any area of your life, I've overcome a lot myself, so I totally get it. It's not impossible, right? You can get through anything. You're in control. You are the creator of your reality, all right? So don't let outside forces take the power away from you. Don't give your power away to outside sources. Tap into it. Tap into it, and you're going to feel so much peace and so much freedom, and you're going to create the life of your dreams. And as you deal with things along the way, it's going to be so much easier to just observe and allow things and know that absolutely nothing is impossible. All right. So that's it. Have a great day, and I will see you all next time. All right. Bye now.